Welcome back to another episode of This Is Us. Today's topic is another tough one to talk about. That's right, guys. We're talking about the big D. We're going to be talking about dating.
Big D?
I had to go with that. Before we dive right in, I'd like to introduce today's guest, a very dear friend of mine, Gavin Terry. Gavin, why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself?
Hi, I'm Gavin Terry. You know, as Dina said, I grew up in the same hometown as Dina. We both attended Franklin High School.
Mm-hmm.
I'm currently at Mississippi State studying psychology. Very fun. My plans are to eventually go to grad school to further my studies, but I'm not really sure where or what I will study. Might be something completely different to psychology. But yeah, so that's a little bit about me.
Well, thank you for introducing yourself. Let's just discuss the problem of today's world, especially in our generation as college students. Dating sucks. Being single sucks. That's the problem. But Gavin, maybe you can shed a little light on what it's like to be single and dating as a college student. What has your experience been like so far?
So I would say being single is, well, being single. You know, like sometimes you feel lonely and longing for affection.
Exactly.
Other times you feel like a wild stallion that can't be tamed. You know, you're free and happy on your own. You know, like doing your thing. Living your life, no one can ever tie you down. And other times, you want the person to tie you down.
Exactly. It's like, I need someone to reel me in a little bit. I'm a little too wild, a little too much. Exactly. So, can you explain to me, I know the biggest trouble I've been having being single and trying to date, is that third wheeling is a problem that I keep running into. People keep requesting that I am just that third wheel. I want to know if you've been having this problem as of late.
No, Dina, it seems to be just a you problem. I have never really been a third wheel. Back at school, I'm the only one in my apartment that really goes on dates. All my other roommates don't really go on dates with people. There's one who will occasionally go.
Mm-hmm.
But I seem to be the person who's dating people constantly.
And is that weird? Does that put you in an awkward or weird position? Or are you just comfortable with what you're doing and where you are?
Sometimes it can be a bit awkward. Because sometimes I feel like, you know, like, whoever I'm dating kind of also dating my roommate. Like, you know, like,
yeah,
they're going to have to get along with them.
Exactly.
But other than that, you know, it's probably just, I'm just ready to go find someone.
I completely understand that. Now, I think the biggest question that we need to address while we're talking about being single and trying to date is just, why is it so hard? I don't understand. And Gavin, I think the biggest reason why it's been so hard is because of this pandemic. I feel like it's thrown a wrench into our groove and how often we go out and who we go out with. So maybe, Gavin, can you explain how COVID has affected your dating life?
I would say COVID's had a huge effect on my dating life, especially when I'm, like, back home here in Tennessee. Like, having my parents around makes it really hard to go see people because they're always just like, oh, where are you going? Or
exactly.
Who are you seeing? And then you're just like, oh, I met this person on Tinder. And they're like, why are you on Tinder? And, you know, like, they're nosy.
Yeah.
for good reasons. But at the same time, it's just like, they don't want you to go visit a stranger that you met online.
Exactly. And they're asking you, yeah, why are you using Tinder? And it's like, well, I'm trying to find happiness, mom and dad. Let me be happy. Oh, my goodness. And I definitely feel like, as far as how much COVID has had effect on being single and trying to date, is you start to feel that isolation a little bit heavier. Am I right? Just that at first you can almost handle being single, but then the little interactions that we are left having. We need more than that. And feeling single during COVID feels a lot worse than it normally does. Have you experienced that?
I definitely did, especially during this past summer, you know, when you're away from friends and you can't really see your friends either anyway.
Exactly.
You end up just turning to online dating.
Exactly. And I feel like that's another reason why being single is so hard and trying to date is because if you take away the pandemic, now you're looking at online dating, just online dating. And it is hard to form a connection over the phone. It's possible, but it's hard.
Very hard. Very hard.
Exactly. Some people just don't express themselves very well through text. So you're left trying to do awkward phone calls, and that gets a little weird to do.
Especially when it's just like they want to call on the first day they met you, and you're just like, whoa.
Exactly. So let's slow down here. Let's text a little bit. You know, I was thinking about this the other day as well, how COVID has affected dating life. And I want to know if you agree with me or not, but I feel like COVID has affected who we see because of that isolation that we've been experiencing. At least in my personal experience, it has made me more open to settling, which is I'm not happy to say this or admit this, but you know, it's that need for human interaction again, and you just about are willing to get it anywhere. Have you been experiencing that as well?
I was thinking about this, and I think I've experienced the opposite. I think I have gotten more picky because I'm very hesitant to go meet people in person, especially when I'm back home. When I'm at college, it's a bit different.
Mm-hmm.
But when I'm here, it's just like I'm a bit more picky, especially with online dating, you know? Like, I don't really know these people. And so I'm going based off a lot of face value things, and I've become very picky on, like, those things. I feel like when I'm in person, you get to know that person through experiences and their personality, and it's a whole different level of thing. So I feel like you would settle for someone more quickly that way than you would online when you're kind of just like, oh, that person has pretty eyes, or oh, that person matches my personality type thing, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's a very interesting perspective. I appreciate that. That I hadn't thought of that. Interesting. Now, if we continue to dive into this, why is being single and dating so hard, we're going to just take away everything that we've discussed. We're going to take away the worldwide pandemic. We're going to take away online dating. And what you're left with as far as the reason as to why it's so hard, I've come up with two things. One, it's what's personally holding you back from finding somebody. And then two, finding that click with someone, or as some people consider it, a spark. Do you have any insight on what's holding you back, Gavin, from finding that click with somebody?
Yeah, so I would say my struggles in forming relationships is trusting someone, being vulnerable with a person, finding someone who communicates really well, and also just finding, you know, that best friend vibe. You know, I might be a bit too picky, but, you know,
But, you know, to be honest, I feel like in some instances, there is such thing as being too picky. But, you know, because I know you personally, I don't feel like you're being too picky. I believe what you're trying to chase is reasonable. And it's just hard. And I completely agree with you about the vulnerability thing. What I've discovered about myself is that when I'm talking to these guys, it's really easy for me to ask them questions about themselves because I love getting to know somebody and their past and their experiences.
Yeah.
It's fun, honestly. But what I've discovered is because that is so much, I enjoy that so much, that is my excuse as to why I am not being as vulnerable as I am asking them to be.
Yeah.
And that can create problems later on. And also, just the biggest thing is just finding, like you were saying, that best friend, finding that spark. And the truth is that at the end of the day, that they're just not dating you. If we're going to be completely honest. they're dating your friends, your family, and you. Am I right, Gavin?
Yeah, that's completely right. You know, you're trying to find someone who not only is going to work with you, but is going to work with your friends, going to work with your family. I mean, this doesn't apply to everyone.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
I'd like to find someone that would be part of my family, be part of my friend group and stuff like that.
Exactly. Because especially at the end of the day, your friends and family know you best. Like you said, of course, this is not for every person, every situation, every circumstance. Your friends and family know you best. So I value their opinion of who I'm seeing because my friends and family know what I need and what I'm looking for. And if they can see that in that guy, then I know I got a steal. I got a good one on my hands. Now that we've acknowledged that it sucks and why it sucks, I think we owe it to our listeners to provide a solution for all of this suckiness.
You heard it right. We're going to solve your singleness.
Yes. I think the best place to start is treating yourself. Whether that's, I know for me personally, what I enjoy doing is going out to a restaurant, table for one. What's nice is I'll put in some headphones, turn on a podcast, and hey, you've already started listening to a podcast, so you've already got that checked off your list. Sit down and just, you know, treat myself to a nice meal or go out shopping and get myself something nice.
Yeah.
What about you, Gavin? How do you handle your singleness? Do you have any tips on making the single life suck a little less?
I would say, you know, like, do things that make you happy. Like, I love watching sunsets, so I might go watch a sunset by myself.
Definitely.
Or, you know, enjoying times with your friends, you know, be single together with your friends.
Exactly.
And there's nothing better than being single with your friends.
I completely agree, because then it's just so much fun to go on, like, those little friend dates, you know what I mean? Going bowling or dressing up and going to fancy dinners out on the town. Oh, I love it. And to continue to provide more solutions for you guys, I also want to address changing your relationship status. And some people may not agree with this, but I personally feel like you have to work on yourself first. Which is taking this period of singleness to sit down with yourself, figure out what it is you truly are looking for in someone, what are your boundaries, and just how you would like to be treated in that relationship. Gavin, do you have any ideas on how to create a better breeding ground for trust to grow between you and your partner? I know you mentioned earlier that you feel like that's what's holding you back is trust and vulnerability. Do you have any ideas on how to create better circumstances so that way that is not a problem?
I would say communication is very important.
Definitely.
Especially for me. And I would also say, you know, like, try to find someone who's going to treat you right, who cares for you, and who, like, expresses the care that they have for you, and is equally vulnerable. Vulnerability is hard, and I struggle with it a lot. But you have to be open to being hurt and, you know, like, letting someone in and just feeling all the emotions.
I completely agree. And it's interesting that you even suggested that is important, because you're right, though. It is important to find someone that is willing to be as vulnerable as you are, because that gives you confidence and makes you comfortable with this person and opening up with them. So that is a very, very solid point to make. Now, Gavin, let me ask you just one last question, just to, you know, circle this back around to online dating. Do you have any advice to the guys you've talked to in the past on an online platform, if you had any advice to give them, what would you say to them?
Talk to me. Ask me questions. Ask me the little, like, stupid things, like what my favorite color is, what my favorite animal is. I care about those questions.
Yes, those are great questions.
No, like, try to find something in common. Ask me about, like, what I enjoy, and I'll do the same. I'll return the question.
Exactly.
But God, just don't be dry.
Don't be dry. Don't be dry. For sakes, don't be dry. I completely agree. With my experience in online dating, that's the biggest problem, is that just an overcooked piece of chicken. That's what it is.
Exactly.
And it's frustrating because you're trying to have these meaningful conversations, right? And not only do you have the only platform that you can communicate on because of the pandemic, which is an online platform, not only is that hard to form a connection, but when that person either just one doesn't put forth as much effort as you are, or two is just not good at communicating through text, it's hard. It's really hard to get something started. Yes. And I think that's just the moral of the story at the end of the day. Just don't be dry.
Don't be dry. It's like looking for water in the middle of Death Valley, in the middle
yes.
of the desert. Like,
yes.
There's nothing there.
There's nothing there. It doesn't rain. There's no glass of water just randomly in the middle of the field. There's nothing there. You gotta drink your own sweat.
Almost.
But I think that pretty much wraps it up for the day. Thank you, Gavin, for taking the time to come on this episode and share about your dating experience with me and with the listeners. I really appreciate you taking the time to come on the air.
It was a pleasure. Invite me back anytime.
Of course. I sure will. And that wraps it up for the day, guys. Thank you so much for listening, and tune in for the next episode. Thank you for listening to This Is Us.